Inflation is still not going down. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Overall prices in the economy in March crept up 0.3%, which is the same thing that they did the month before. Year-over-year inflation was 2.7%. That is higher than the month before. That makes four solid months of overall inflation not doing what everyone wants it to do, which is go down. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York and is here to talk about it. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So the overall level of inflation in the economy increased. That's not good.
No, it's not. Although there's a little bit of relief in the markets today. We got quarterly inflation numbers yesterday that were worse than expected. And then we got March inflation today, which turned out to be as expected, except that that's a survey that was done last week when we thought inflation was lower than it was in the quarter. Anyway, point is 0.3% increase in inflation headline and 0.3 excluding food and energy. People were thinking it was going to be a little bigger than that.
So maybe when we got quarterly inflation data yesterday and the markets completely freaked out, the fears were overblown because things aren't quite as terrible.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the way traders are reading it. January inflation, it turns out, was worse than originally reported. It was revised up, and that inflation increase carried through the quarter. Income growth in the quarter was up at a 7.2% annual rate. That's a huge increase. But real disposable income slowed down significantly. So we're talking about a significant loss of spending power. And I think that's why surveys of consumers show that their confidence in this economy is eroding fast.
Okay, because I saw the numbers for personal income and personal disposable income without taking out taxes and inflation, and they were up quite a bit. And I was just like, I don't recall my personal income going up dramatically. So where is this coming from? But I guess when you count inflation, you see that it's not that big.
Yeah, inflation's still taking a huge bite. And that's why looking ahead to the Federal Reserve meeting next week, they're going to leave rates unchanged again. They're probably going to dissuade us from thinking about rate cuts in the immediate future. Inflation is still much too high.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Sabri.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Normal businesses can pretty much sell or not sell whatever they want. Utilities, though, they cannot just not sell water to some people or turn off electricity for others just because they want to. So which category do internet providers fall into? That is the question behind the net neutrality debate, which has been raging for years. Should internet providers be able to favor some sites and apps over others? The Federal Communications Commission is saying no. It is reinstating so-called net neutrality rules, which the agency repealed during the Trump administration. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with the details. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri. Here we go again.
Yes. So what does this change actually do? Like, how is it going to affect your and my experience on the internet?
Right. So we put that question actually to Ryan Singel. He teaches about net neutrality at Stanford Law School. And Singel pointed at specifically to mobile internet access and the data plans that connect mobile devices.
So if you go and look at the pricing plans for Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile, if you are not on their most premium plan, the video quality you get on your mobile connection is throttled. Like, you get lower quality video, regardless of how much data you have. So those kinds of things will no longer be legal, and I expect that the FCC will move rather quickly to prevent that. So for people who are not on the premium plan, they'll start to get video that is actually not blurry.
So those kinds of things will be prevented by the FCC, which would reduce an annoyance, but there are more serious issues at hand about making sure that everybody has access to high-speed internet that they need, which we saw during the pandemic how important that can be, especially with mobile, because about 20% of adults, according to the Pew Research Center, adults under 30, rely exclusively on mobile internet access. They don't even have broadband internet at home, Sabri.
Wow. The FCC first set net neutrality rules way back during the Obama administration and then reversed itself under Trump. Now it's reversed itself again. Why does this keep going back and forth?
Well, internet providers have fiercely opposed it. They say it prevents innovation and is akin to the government regulating the internet and could lead to regulators potentially controlling rates, and that could stifle innovation, could stifle broadband providers' ability to expand access to underserved areas. And during the Trump administration, the FCC was more sympathetic to these arguments and essentially walked away from broadband regulation. And that's what's being reversed now. We're seeing a return to treating broadband internet as an essential utility.
Does that mean it could be reversed again next time there's a Republican-led FCC?
Quite possibly. I mean, net neutrality has been a subject of heated debate for 2 decades. You mentioned that at the top, and there are powerful interests on both sides of this, Sabri.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You got it.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.